KYTFM.
88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. 100.1 Lake Charles.
And KQJO FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Bring me the pots of water. Fill it with water. Fill these pots up with water. Because I can change any situation. Pastor, I got cancer. Put Jesus in your situation because Jesus can change your situation. Yeah. Pastor, I've just had a stroke. Put Jesus in your situation and Jesus can change your situation. If this was the first miracle that was done in Cana of Galilee, just think of all of the miracles Jesus has done since that first miracle and still doing even today from the throne of God. He is still performing miracles in each and every one of our lives because Jesus is in the middle of your situation. You are a Christian and Jesus is in the middle of you. And if he is in the middle of your situation, you cannot lose because he's a miracle working God. You are a miracle today and you don't even realize it or recognize it. He got you up this morning because he's in the middle of your situation. We wrestle, we fuss, and we fight, and the Lord is saying, I'm in the middle of your situation, conforming you into my image. That's the God that we serve. He's in the middle. That could have been my text. He's in the middle of your situation. He is changing everything that we do in life. My brothers and sisters, no matter how difficult your situation may be, it's temporary. When Jesus is put in the middle of it, he makes it permanent, changing it, conforming it. Mary was concerned about the social needs here, and it would be embarrassing for the host. So Mary did what any mother would do. She brought the problem to her son. And what that tells us is that you need to start bringing your problem to the one who's a problem fixer. Pastor, will you pray for me? Bring your problems to the one who can change your problem. You have been given access to before our Heavenly Father who's already provided the resources for you. How when the veil was stripped, was ripped from top to bottom, you gain access to go directly to him. We're told that Jesus changes our situation. When we think about Mary, Mary was concerned about the social needs of the people there. And it would be embarrassing for the host to run out, so Mary did what she always do. She brought the situation to Jesus, and I can personally relate to that. We think about what the Lord has done in our life and continues to do. He changes our situation no matter what you're going through. Look at what the exchange was between Jesus and his mother, though. In that fourth verse, Jesus said unto her, "Woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come." We are told when Jesus used this word woman, it would not sound harsh or rough. It was a designation commonly used for addressing female of all classes and relationships and was sometimes employed with great reverence and affection. Three times Jesus implored the great reverence and affection. It said three times, rather. Three proofs of this is seen in the fact that while on the cross, Christ addressed Mary as woman. He said, "Woman, behold thy son." He didn't say mother. Woman. To have addressed her as mother would have called attention to human relationship. For we know that Jesus was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and not by man. But calling her woman showed that God was speaking to her. The infinite became finite. The transcendent became imminent. That which was far off drew near. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It was God speaking to her, woman. In Mary's concern, Jesus was unique. She saw the uniqueness to begin familiarizing herself with the truth. Jesus began to transform and change the thought process because not only was he her son, but he was God manifested in physical flesh. The Son of God who entered the world for an appointed hour, which was the cross. He said, "Woman, my hour is not yet, sister Hurst." It was in those hours that he was would labor on the cross. It was in that hour that he would labor and almost like sweats of blood would come from his head. It was in those hours when he knew that he was coming into the world to fulfill his purpose and his plan. And he did not alter, nor did he change, even for his mother. He said, in his hour, he must die for man's regeneration. And his mother would be there watching. In that fifth verse, Jesus' mother said unto the servant, "Whatsoever he says unto you, do it." Mary understood who Jesus was. Jesus had power, and Mary acknowledged and accepted it. His words when he called her woman, and Mary acknowledged that Jesus had the right to act as he pleased. He can speak and men will die. He can speak and men will get up. Lazarus come forth. He could have called angels to protect him at any given moment. We may think sometime that our mothers don't know what's going on in our lives. But a mother knows her children. Mary said, "Whatever Jesus tells you to do, do it." How many times have our mother told us to do something and we didn't do it? We find excuses. We tell her to wait. We tell her to, "I'll do it later." Anybody can relate to that? Men, how many times have you told your son to do stuff and he said, "I'll get it, Dad, I'll get it later." And you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait. And then when you take something from them, now they're upset because they didn't do what you asked them to do. That's the generation that we're living in. It's because we failed somewhere down the line. My brothers and sisters, a mother knows her child. And Mary says, whatever Jesus tells you to do, just do it. Jesus, I've shared, took six pots. There were six pots six pots of stone, which was filled with water, and he performed a miracle, and Jesus turned the water into wine. This tells us how Jesus has the ability to purify and cleanse and to satisfy men, changing and restoring us back to our original intent. For Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Jesus can restore and transform us back to our original image. Antioch. We are now changed because Jesus was obedient to the Father's will. Question was asked in a theological class Sister Matthews was taking. Can God sin? He can't. He cannot sin. Can you and I? Yeah. We do it all the time. Because there's some stuff in us that is not like him, even though we are made in his image. Even though my mother birthed me, there's some stuff in me that does not look like her. And even though God is watching over me, there's some stuff in me that does not look like him. And we wrestle with the stuff in us because none of us are perfect. But we are striving for perfection. That's why the pastor don't complain about nobody's stuff. It's not my responsibility to judge any man. And one of the most hypocritical things that we find in this generation is that we see somebody who looks different from us, and we always say that person is this and that person is that, and they shouldn't wear this and they shouldn't look like that. What should you look like? Have you ever looked in the mirror at yourself? The most hypocritical thing in our society is that we judge one another, and there are so many frailties in our own stuff. Michael Jackson had it plain when he said, I'm looking at the man in the mirror. We got enough stuff that we do that we need to be working on instead of watching other folks. When we stop looking at other folks fall and start working on our own stuff, then we will be more like what Christ wants us to be. But if we got to complain about everything and everybody and every situation and the way people look and the way people dress, it ain't for me to judge. I don't know what God is doing. We're ostracizing people because they are different. What in the world did they think about Jesus when he went to tax collectors? These holier-than-thou folks? What did the people think of him when he went to a prostitute? These holier-than-thou folks? And he said, I didn't come for the righteous, I came for sick folks. And when we learn to start looking at the sick folks, folks that need help, folks that are needing things, then we will be more like him. On this Mother's Day, we need to be like what Mama wants us to be. Everybody know how Mama brought us up. You had to take a bath, you had to read the Bible, and you had to be at the dinner table at a certain time. Them things are gone. We take showers nowadays. We've lost something. Mama knew best. We've got to go back to the way things used to be. And I'm going to say this before I go because I'm way over my time. I shared with Ken yesterday, we were talking about society. This is a good man here. I said, America's at a tipping point. We're at a tipping point because we don't know which direction to go, because now all of a sudden we don't know truth from a lie. We don't know good from bad, and that is designed to influence you not to trust anybody. And we will preach ourselves in the grave, trying to say, stop listening to these folks. They have an agenda and an objective. My brothers and sisters, it was a mother request of her son that began the first miracle at Cana of Galilee. And as I close, my mother taught me about the weather. This room of yours looked like a tornado went through it. My mother taught me about the circle of life. I brought you into this world, I can take you out. My mother taught me about behavior modification. Stop acting like your father. That's a mother's request. The doors of the church are open. If you're here today, my brother, my sister, and the Lord is speaking.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmatthews@gmail.com.